clinics have stopped providing abortions in Wisconsin after the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling last week that overturned Roe v. Wade. That's because of an 1849 law that theoretically went back into effect after that ruling. That law makes exceptions to save a mother's life, not for rape or for incest. Now the State Department of Justice is filing a lawsuit challenging the enforceability of that law. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call announced that lawsuit this afternoon. The Attorney General joins us now to talk about the suit. Attorney General Call, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
You're suing to block this 170-year-old abortion ban with an eye on a 1985 law. Can you explain what you're focusing on in this suit?
Sure. So first, since Friday, we've begun to see the impacts already from the decision in Dobbs that overruled Roe versus Wade. Safe and legal abortions have stopped in Wisconsin. Our office has begun getting questions from sexual assault nurse examiners who provide forensic examinations to survivors of sexual assault about what the state of the law is. And women in Wisconsin, if this law is enforced, are going to be less free, less equal, and less safe. So today we announced a lawsuit arguing that the 19th century abortion ban is not in effect in Wisconsin, and that first, it's inconsistent with laws that were passed more recently that regulate abortion but don't prohibit it. And when there are inconsistent laws, there's a lot of court precedent for the idea that the more recently passed laws control. And then we've also argued that the disuse of the abortion ban, which has been understood to be unconstitutional for more than 50 years and was only sporadically used even before then, renders it unenforceable as well.
Now, often when lawmakers rewrite laws, if they do a law in 1985 and there's an existing law in the books, they will specifically cross those old laws out. But that, as I understand it, didn't happen here. Does that put you on shakier ground in trying to challenge that 1849 ban?
You know, there's actually a specific sort of doctrine for these types of cases known as the implied repeal doctrine. Believe it or not, the legislature's this is not the only time there's been legislation that's in conflict with other legislation on the books. And courts look to certain issues in deciding whether the old statute was repealed. But here, for example, the old ban provides no exception to save the health of the mother, protect the health of the mother. But newer laws do contain an exception to for abortions that protect the health. It can't be the case that it is both legal and illegal to perform an abortion to protect the health of the mother. And so it's one example of how these statutes are in conflict. And particularly with criminal laws, which this ban is, you know, deferring to the more permissive law is usually the way that it works. You also usually defer to the more recent law. So our argument is the old ban is no longer enforceable.
Now, that more recent ban was passed some years after Roe v. Wade. Could it be argued that, hey, this was conditional? We have this state law. We can't enforce that state law because of Roe v. Wade. So here's some empowering legislation giving the federal reality. Well, now that's gone. So that law is no longer relevant.
You know, in a lot of states, there was legislation passed that was known as trigger law legislation that provided that if Roe was overturned, an immediate ban would come into effect. And we're seeing that play out in a number of states right now. But Wisconsin doesn't have a law like that, and we're in a very different position from those states. And so if the legislature wanted to include a provision saying that the old ban comes back into effect, it could have done that. But it didn't do that here. And, you know, there has been a lot of talk about the Supreme Court's decision returning this issue to the states. But what's happening here by those who are arguing for enforcement of the old ban isn't returning this issue to the states. There's no debate going on at the state capitol about this issue. What they're really trying to do is return us to the 19th century by imposing this old law that, you know, was never voted on by anybody in who's currently living in Wisconsin. And if the legislature wants to act, it can do so. But using this old ban, we think, is inappropriate.
Talking to Attorney General Josh Call about his legal challenge to an 1849 law regulating abortions, very much limiting abortions in Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in a statement today, quote, "Once again, we will do Attorney General Call's job and vigorously defend the law. It's sad that Evers and Call want to break the law instead of work with the legislature," end quote. What's your response to the Assembly Speaker's response?
Well, the whole point of this suit is that it's unclear what the law is. The legislature has passed contradictory laws, And we need the courts to clarify what the law is. Now, you know, just a week ago today, the legislature met for a special session that the governor had called so that we could be prepared for the possibility that the Supreme Court would overrule Roe. Governor Evers was right to call that so we could have some clarity in the law. But rather than address the concerns that we knew were coming, the legislature gaveled in and gaveled out. They, for the most part, didn't even show up to address the issue. We need the legislature to act now, because while this litigation is playing out, access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin has stopped, and that's impacting people in Wisconsin every day. So the quicker the legislature acts to protect reproductive freedom, the quicker that full equality and freedom and safety for pregnant women in Wisconsin will be restored.
Supposing this ultimately goes to the state Supreme Court and they rule against you and say, in fact, the 1849 law is in effect, what would your approach be then to enforcement?
Well, I've been clear that as long as I'm Attorney General, we're not going to use any resources at the Wisconsin Department of Justice to investigate or prosecute anybody for violations of that old ban. And enforcing that ban would harm the health of women in Wisconsin, and it would do nothing to make our communities safer. We would have to divert resources from the serious kinds of crimes we investigate and prosecute, like homicides and sexual assaults and drug trafficking, to abortion cases. And that doesn't serve the interests of Wisconsinites, and we're not going to do it.
As we wrap things up, what is the timeline now for movement on this suit you announced today?
It's always difficult to predict how long a case will take in court, but this is a case that's focused on legal arguments, and there's not likely to be much dispute about the basic underlying facts here. And so that usually helps cases move faster. I would expect that we will hear from the circuit court in a matter of months, probably. It's not going to be immediate by any means, but I don't think it will stretch on for years either. Of course, there are likely to be appeals after that, but how long that process goes is difficult to say.
Attorney General Call, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Josh Call is the Democratic State Attorney General. He talked to us about a lawsuit he announced with Governor Evers this afternoon seeking to block Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, which had been superseded by the Roe v. Wade decision. He cited a 1985 law that contradicts that 1849 ban. Roe v. Wade was overruled last Friday by the U.S. Supreme Court.